The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Mesechet Menachot is Daf Kuf Tet, and we're right at the Halakha Mishnah on the top of the Daf. Hare alai ola yakrivenu bamigdash. That doesn't sound like much of a finish. Somebody's b'chayev himself in an oil, guess what? He's supposed to bring in a Beit HaMikdash. And what in the world? And before we start this very fascinating sugya, we have to get a little bit of historical background. And that is that although we are used to the Beit HaMikdash being the exclusive place of Avoda during the time that it was there, even afterwards, Znesar or Ludoros, once we get to Nachala, of course there was a question, Nachala, Manucha, but in any event, never occurred to us that there may be any options. But historically speaking, over 2 centuries before the Churban, and we know the whole story of Yochanan ben Kareach, and it's taking everybody down to Alexandria, and everything that happened afterwards, Alexandria became a borough park, a Yerushalayim of Egypt. And as is the wont of Jews who get to their new Jerusalems, there was another Beit HaMikdash that was there. And it was actually built by Onias, and he was a descendant. In the Gemara over here, it makes it sound like his mom's a child. Josephus says he was a descendant of Shimon HaTzadik, but in any event, they were bringing korbanos there. Now, what the korbanos were, it's not clear. I'm going to see there's a machlokas in the Gemara as to whether this was a Beit Avodah Zarah or whether it was a makom of korbanos for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would be, if he was doing this for Jews, it would be Shkutei Chutz. However, there is a shita of the Tesis that there never was an intent to do this for Jews, although Jews would sneak in. But that, as we're going to see in the sugya, that relates the whole question to what happened at the time of Sancheirith and Goyim that saw the nace of Sancheirith, that there were many who wanted to be makriv karbanos. There's no isur shkutei chutz on a goy, so that a frustrated kohen, it wasn't the point of a kohen gadol in the Beit HaMikdash, could make himself kohen gadol of the great church of Chonyo, which was there to bring karbanos to Hashem, but Menashe, the grandson of Moshe, said, it's a job, and it's a good job. You get to wear all these pretty clothes. You can make the clothes anything you want, And it's interesting, the whole story started with pretty clothes, as we'll see. But, in any event, that alerts us to the fact that in all of the Nidorim that we've been talking about, the last thing that we learned was the relationship of the value of the Hekdesh to the nature of the Neder. We said that really those are two different things. You could be Yotzei, your Neder, if it's an Adova, not really a Neder, by bringing something entirely different, because you're using the money which is Hekdesh for another purpose. Now, the question is, in our Mishnah, what is the relationship of the Neder that you made to the Chiyuv that you have? Which is very similar to what we've been discussing all along. Can you be Yotzei, the Neder element, while maybe even doing something wrong, or not doing the thing that needed to be done apidin, if you hadn't been the fire shit in a way that wasn't appropriate? And here is where we get into the question. If somebody would say, stam, hare alai ola, obviously, this is a trivial statement, yakri ben amigdash, and if he was makrivit in Beit Chonyo, he certainly could not be yotzei. That's for sure. But what if he said, hare alai ola, with the understanding, Shakri Menon of Beit Chonyo. Then what? So the halacha is that he's to be makrivit in the Mikdash. However, if he was makrivit in Beit Chonyo, he would be yotzei the Neder. Because the Neder part was not to bring it to Yerushalayim. Now, of course, this doesn't make any sense. So then how could he bring it to Yerushalayim? It would be Chulin Ba'azora. The whole thing is very strange. The Gemara is going to get into how to understand this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, it's a joke. An ola to bring Beit Chonyo is not an ola. And therefore there's no kiddush attached to it, and do whatever you want with it. Now, in a similar vein, if somebody says, Hareni Nazir, So obviously he has to bring his karbanos on the giluach, and only then is he mutter to be shoteyayin and to be metame lemitim, and that has to be done in the Beit HaMikdash. If he would bring those korbanot in Beit Chonyo, he wouldn't be yotze. But suppose he said, Hareni Nazir, with the understanding, Sha'agalach beBeit Chonyo, so then he galach beMikdash. The Indialach beBeit Chonyo, he would be yotze. This is really weird. How could he be yotze? Again, we'll have to see what the Gemara has to say about this. And here too, Rabbi Shimon says, in Nazirus, with the understanding that it's meant to be consummated in Beit Chonyo, is not a Nazirus at all. You'll notice that the name that we use for a Komer, for Avodat Kochavim, who acts as a Nazir, is a Galach. This is Yigalach. It's all very nice, you're cutting your hair, but you know, it's not nothing to do with Nazirus. In Ivrit, Tamadernit, they say Nazir, which is ridiculous. We call him a Galach.
A monk.
So you just round their heads, is that Galach?
Yeah, that's part of it. Over here, we focus on where are you going to be Megaleach? Go be a Galach Beit Chonyo, but it's nothing with us. Yotza. Sigmar, Yotza. That's a heck of a statement. What do you mean, Yotza? You just killed it. What do you mean? Shechting in Beit Chonyo is shooting it through the head. So, what sense were you Yotza? Hamikdal Katla. Amar of Amnuna, because the understanding of that neder is that the guy wants to bring an oila, but he does not want to be chayev ba'akrayuta, meaning that what he's saying is that, you know, if I end up murdering it myself, I'm not chayev to replace it. That's how we understand it tonight. So therefore, he was basically makayim his neder, because he did what he said he would do, and he's not responsible to replace it. And Mamela, we're saying the Yotza, something else for him to do.
Even Beit Chonyo, he really meant to bring it to the Mikdash?
All he's saying is that I don't have any Akrayut. That's the important point. Now, we're going to see the implications of this. The Mashmaut is, therefore, that it really is a neder. So, he's saying, he may be high, of course, because of Shkut Echutz, right? Because he's calling it an Eilam. So according to Rav Nuna, it really is an Ayla, but he's not responsible. Omar Le'Rava, with that understanding, how can you read the last part of the Mishnah? The Sefer says, already knows a shagalach b'beit chonyo, yigalach b'migdash, ve'im yigalach b'beit chonyo yatsa. Now, you cannot say that that means that he was yatsa than his yiras. I mean, how do you say yatsa? I mean, is it any difference when a guy says, ha'reni knows, what do you say? Na'aseh ka'im ha'reni knows ha'manat shaloyat chayev, that's all very nice, very good. I'm an Azir that I don't have to bring my karbonis. Fine, don't bring your karbonis, but you're certainly not going to be Yotze. You're never going to be able to cut your hair again. You're never going to be able to be Matamal of 18. You make whatever tanoim you want. So how in the world could you say Yotze in that case? That logic of understanding it to mean I don't take any responsibility makes no difference when it comes to Naziris. Because the Nazir, kol tama de lo maite karbonotav, Lomit kasher, he's still not going to be able to drink his wine. Therefore, this doesn't make sense. There's got to be a consistent approach throughout the Mishnah. The consistent approach is that there never was an intent to be Machayev himself on a carbon. In fact, all the man wants to do is bring something to the Lord. Okay, now, that is, as far as he's concerned, a presentation. So that's l'doron nitkaven. So he says to himself, okay, look, I don't know what the rules are about this stuff, but isage beBeit Chonyo, if it is sufficient for me to bring this to Beit Chonyo, then I am ready to do so. Tarakna. I am certainly not willing, I mean, heck, it's a 3-hour trip to Alexandria. I'm not taking a week trip to Yerushalayim. So I'm telling you right now, lo matzina leads to ure. So therefore, if lamaisa, he ends up bringing it to, this Altos understands it elsewhere, if he ends up bringing it to the Beit HaMikdash, so then it's huvrar that it really is an ayla. Because he's saying, look, I want to do what I can. So if I can make it to the Beit HaMikdash, fine. But I'm not making myself responsible to do more than a presentation. If he actually makes the presentation of Beit HaMikdash, He wants to keep the rules. So at that point, it is a Kulam Bazaar. It's really a carbon. But if he never gets to Yerushalayim, then he's saying, I only want a presentation, and there's no Kivur Shkutei Chutz. And it's not really a carbon, according to Rav. Now, that would be the same thing about the Nezirat. He's saying, look, I don't know what the rules are about this stuff. But, you know, I mean, if technically speaking, I can handle it by going to Beit Ponyo, which is only a hop, skip, and away, a jump away, fine. But I certainly can't do it all according to the rules. If I have to go up to Yerushalayim. So, okay, you know, I just, I want to act like a Nazir. You know, I want to be an ascetic for a month or whatever. So I'll live that way. So basically, the same thing is, I got a Litzuri Nafshika Machaka. He wants to suffer a little bit, you know. Everybody's got this little masochistic, you know, streak in them. So he says, if I can do the real thing in the Beit Chonyo, it's okay, you know, I'll do it. Tvei, but I mean, to go beyond that, I'm not going to go all the way to Eretz Yisrael with that. Lo matzino leads to Ruri. So he was Yotze, isn't it? Or he was Mitzayer himself. Very good. That's actually a very good point. I mean, how can Rav Amnuna consistently say that it's as if he made it tonight, that he's not going to be chayiv imah again? I mean, that has no application to the Nazir at all. Says Rav Amnuna, now hold on a second. You're insisting on a consistent approach to both cases. I happen to agree with you that the only approach to Nazir is as you're saying. Nazir kidaka amrit. But you insist that the consistency would mean that this does not have a shame of an Eilai at all. That's what you're saying. That if it turns out that he never brings it to the Beit HaMikdash, there's no Chiyuv of Anshkut Echutz, and so on. I say that whatever could be understood as being closer to the real thing is always what the person intends. So the point of the Eila is that he's simply saying, Amanat Shalot Chayev Bachra Yuta. And we see that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav Amnuna in this, because he's quoted by Rabbi Bar Bar Chana on Rabbi Yochanan as follows. Instead, he doesn't bring it to Beit Chonyo, but he never makes it to Yerushalayim. He goes in and he brings it in Eretz Yisrael, which is nowhere near Beit Chonyo. He's Yotze anyway, and he's Chayef Karet. Now, how does that make sense? It only makes sense, and not Ali, but the way Rav was understanding it. Rav said, well, if I can't make it to Yerushalayim, I just want to present it. Why would it be on Ashkaris? But according to what Rav Amnuna was learning, he was saying, I'm going to bring it, but I don't take any responsibility for it. And in which case, it's really an Eila. He was Yotze Yisneder. He never really meant to say, Shakir Venom Bebek Konyo. That didn't mean, I must bring it Bebek Konyo. Because if it did, he wouldn't be Yotze Yisneder in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, everything ties in. It's still on his car. It's his Yotze. Because the words Bebek Konyo were nothing but an elaborate way of saying, I'm not chayev to replace it no matter what I do. Even if I bring in a Beit Ponyo. If I get there, it's all for sure I'm not chayev to replace it. Tanya Nami, okay. And there's even a braita that takes that approach. Hare alai ola shakrivena bamidbar. That's what it boils down to. Beit Ponyo per se is irrelevant. So if a guy would have said, I'm going to bring this in the desert, he ends up bringing it in Evra Yarden. What's the difference? Because all that was meant with those words is Almanat Shalot Chayav Bachrayuta Ima Argena, in which case it would be Yotze, because that's all he was b'chayav himself for. But of course it would be Onish Karet, because it really is a karma. That's the point. Now the question is, what would be the din on Kohanim that were themselves Kohanim and Beit Chonyo? Now that would depend whether we view Beit Chonyo as a makom of Shkut Echutz, as a makom of Avodah Zarah, what would be the halach of a Kohen who has engaged in inappropriate korbanot?
Is this question
about bonus in general? We're going to see. But let us first have a word from our president.
Rav Tehede Kavishna.
HaKohanim. Sheshimshu bebet chonyo. Lo yishamshu b'mikdash b'Yerushalayim. Having once done any kind of sherut in Beit Chonyo, you cannot do sherut in the Beit HaMikdash. V'ein tzorech lomar l'davar acher. Don't even mention if they actually worshipped Avodah Zarah. Now, not worship, but did sherut for Avodah Zarah for someone. Now that's of course mashma that that means Beit Chanina was not Avodah Zarah, which is what the Gemara is going to build on. Shenemar, and this we learn from the pasuk, Ach lo yalu kohanei abamot el mizbach Hashem b'Yerushalayim ki imachlu matzot betoch acheim. Meaning what? They can still be oichel kachim betoch acheim, which means they have a din of a balmum. A balmum is chelik kachim, but he cannot actually be makriv. So he is chokin v'achlin v'lo makrivim. Amar Rav Yehuda. Kohen sheshachat l'avodat kochavim, korban oreach nichoach. It says kohanim sheshimshu. Is shchita shimush? That's the question. How about if they just did shchita? Says Rav Yehuda, well, if they just did shchita, then subsequently, if they brought a korban, it's a kosher korban. It would be a reach nichoach. And we wouldn't say on that, lo yalu kohanim abomot. On Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi, where do we see this? The pasuk. Because the lashon of the pasuk is that there we had kohanim abamot without saying what they did on the bamot, but here in Yecheskel it says yan asher yisharetu otam lifnei gilulayim ve'ayu lebeit Yisrael lemichshol avon alkein nasati yadi aleihem ne'um Hashem Elokim v'nasu avonam. So therefore it's only the sharet, and what is that? Nasu avonam, continues on Yecheskel to say in the next pasuk, v'lo yikshu elai lechahen li, v'lageshet akol kadoshai el kadshei kadashim, and so on. So that means only where asher yeshartu otam, there i'avat sheirut, then indeed in they become nifsal l'dorot, but shchita is never called a sheirut, which is the reason it can be done with a zar, and because of that, they do not become nifsal lav sherutu itma. How about if they did zrika? A zrika is a true aveda of the Beit HaMikdash, and of course for avodah zarah. But suppose they did it to shogeg. Now the posik said lemichshol avon. Lemichshol avon seems to say two different things. One is a michshol, one is an avon. A michshol is usually a shogeg. Does that mean that it includes shogeg? Or is this one thing? And this is a machlokes. Rav Nachman or Amar Karbano is reach nichoach because it was all bishkaga. And Rav Sheshit Amar in Karbano reach nichoach. Om Rav Sheshit Binami, Allah, that whether the Kohen did this act of Zrika, true Sherut, in other words, Bein Bishogeg, Bein Bemezid, he is Nifsal for Avodan the Beit HaMikdash, Dechtiva Yulu Beit Yisrael, Limichshal Avon, which would mean my love either way. O Michshal, O Avon. What's the difference between a michshal and an avon? A michshal is the word we use for shogeg, and avon is the word we use for mezid. And therefore, either way, lo yikshu elai. Rav Nachman says no. This is a michshal, means a stumbling block for Bnei Yisrael of that which is an avon. It has nothing to do with what they were mechaving. And that is dafka of avon, where it's been mazed. But if they had made a mistake, it wasn't included. Therefore, says Rav Nachman, korbano reach nichoach. And I'll prove it to you, says Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, no, I mean Allah. Tetanya, v'chiper ha-kohen, now here we're talking about avodat kochavim, v'chiper ha-kohen al ha-nefesh ha-shogeget b'chet avish kaga lifnei Hashem. This was in last week's parasha. And it's saying that v'chiper ha-kohen al ha-nefesh ha-shogeget, and obviously it's the b'chata'abishkaga, what's the point of adding the chata'abishkaga? Therefore, what it must mean is that v'chiper ha-kohen himself, who was chata'abishkaga, on his own nefesh. Meaning that even though he was a shogeg in Avodah Zarah, he isn't nifsal for bringing his own korban. There you go. So you see that a kohen who was nichshal b'shogeg is not nifsal. Melamed shekohen mitchaper al yedei atzmo, and therefore it cannot mean what you're saying. That proves it says Rav Nachman. It can't be a michshol or avon. Now, you want to argue about this pasuk? Let's analyze the details. What are we referring to here when we say that he was chayev for avodah zarah, needs to bring a carbon? What did he do? Did he do a shechita? And that is the chiddush of the pasuk of the bechata'a b'shkaga, that he's able to bring afilu the nefesh akoin bechata'a b'shkaga. And that chet being shkita, well, why would it have to say shogeg? Even if it were mazed, we said before that mazed doesn't passel him, because it's not called a sherut. And the pasuk had said, yana sheyishartu otam. We're going to see that actually this issue is itself a machlokas between Reb Nachman l'shitato and Reb Sheshes l'shitato. But right now, l'shitati, I could say that this makes no sense because b'shchita, even the mezid, is in sherut. Therefore, the only way to understand the posik is b'zrika. Reb Sheshes says, no, that's not true. Actually, it's b'shchita, and you're wrong. The mezid lo. What you understood to be yana shel yishartu otam lafuke shchita is only if that shchita were done b'shogeg. But if there was an intent to serve an avodas kohanim, that it, even with shchita, that itself, the intent to serve, creates sherut when it comes to avodat kohanim. We'll see that he is ready to take this even to an extreme, which was no actual action done. But that we'll get to later. But Reb Sheshes is pretty extreme on this issue. Here, we've seen only the first step, in which he says that the intent defines the nature of the psul of becoming Misharet Lavadat Kochavim. The Yosef Latamayo, and this in fact is a separate machloket that they have, which now by importing that machloket into how to understand this pasuk of Anefesh HaShogeget Bechata'a ends up supporting the other machloket. It's all consistent in how they read the nature of Sherut. Hezid Bishchita Reb Nachman Omar Korban Orech Lichor, which is exactly what he just assumed. Shchita never causes a psul because it's not sherut, and it says yana sheyishartu. Whereas Reb Nachman says, and whereas Reb Sheshes says, in korbano riach nichor. Why? Because nase misharet lavadat kochavim. I mean, that is the equivalent of full sherut. Reb Nachman, I want to prove to you that that's not the case. Minamin ala, read the braita, the tanya. Kohen sheavad avodat kochavim vishav. If a kohen does avodah zara and he does teshuvah, korbano reach nichorach. It's okay. Now, why is it okay? What did he do? B'ma. I mean, ilayim b'shogeg. If he did it b'shogeg, what do you mean v'shav? I mean, b'shogeg means he never meant to do it. So that is v'shav. He's a shav omeidu. Elo pshita b'mezid. Now, surely you're not trying to tell me that if he had done the zarika and then did teshuvah that it's kosher. Because if it's Mizrika, Kishav my Havi, if he does Teshuvah, it's too late. Yana Sheyishar Tubam. And therefore, Avad Sherut, and he's possible. El Alav B'Shchita. The only way to understand it is, the guy did Shchita, Bimbezit, now he wants to do Teshuvah and work in the Beit HaMikdash. See, from here, it's perfectly okay. Why? Because he wasn't Yishar Tubam. Reb Sheshes says, no. Never. If he did even just shchita, the mezid, he can never work in the Beit HaMikdash. It's talking about that he did shchita b'shogeg. So why does it say shav? Because that's what it means. That kohen shavad avodat kochavim in a state of shiva, meaning that had he known about it, he never would have done it. Im shav mi'ikaro, meaning that the chiyavad b'shogeg avad, which boils down to saying that this was a shogeg, then korban orech nichor. But if he meant to do what he had done, the mezid, even though it was only shchita, then on the contrary, in korban orech nichor. And the bride is saying precisely what I said. How about if he just bowed down to avodat kochavim? He didn't even do shchita. Reb Nachman Omar korban orech nichor. Obviously, even that shchita was kosher. Reb Sheshet Amar ein korban orech nichor. But if he was just made into Avodas Kochavim, he didn't do anything. He wrote Herman Wouk's book, except he had the wrong intent. This is my God. So Reb Nachman Amar, Korbano Reach Nichor, Shesh Amar, Korbano Reach Nichor. Obviously, we need all of these cases because we're going in the direction of the bigger Chiddush Reb Sheshes by saying even the case of just made, eh? And we're going to the direction of a bigger chiddush, Aliv Reb Nachman, saying even if he had done shchita. So every step is a chiddush in one man, the other, one direction, the other. And obviously, we don't have to go through this painfully in both directions, but we'll just do it in one direction. V'tzricha. So yash minach kamaita Rav Sheshi says because that's called shirut, but shchita is not called shirut. Maybe he's making a Rav Nachman. If I would have said shchita, I would say okay, at least he did an avodah. That's one of the four avodahs: shchita and kabbalah and halach and tzricha. Aval ishtach havah, we didn't do any avodah. Emalo tzricha. If I would have said ishtach havah, I would have said because at least he did a maaseh. But if it was only moda b'dibura b'alma, maybe he's not nifsal there for tzricha. So in other words, according to this, the nature of shirut. Alibrapshesh is not even an act. It means becoming a believer. Now, certainly, if a coin was over the Avodah Zarah, not only if he had worked with Beit Chonyo, now wait a minute. In other words, you're saying, and certainly if he had done worse than that, done Avodah Zarah. In other words, you're saying that if you work in Beit Chonyo, then he wasn't working in a church. So what the heck was Beit Chonyo then? I mean, so Mechlal with Beit Chonyo, Lava Vadakokavani. And that is a raya like the Mandi Omar, who says precisely that. Tanya ke Mandi Omar, Beit Chonyo Lavka Avadat Kochavimu. What is that machloket? It's a machloket and a brayta, the Tanya. Utasha nashe mit Shimon HaTzadik, the year that Shimon HaTzadik was Niftar, he told everyone that this is the year that he's going to die. Amar lahem shana zohu meit. Amru lo, minayin atayodea. You can imagine asking Chassidish Rebbe, how do you know? Can you imagine they shoot you on the spot? What do you mean, how do you know? But in those days, they hadn't discovered Chassidish Rebbe. So when they asked, Shimon HaTzadik was infinitely greater than any Chassidish Rebbe. What are you, some kind of nut? What do you mean this year you're going to die? That's ridiculous. Why would you say such a thing? So once upon a time, people used to take people on for saying ridiculous things. Now it doesn't help anymore. Minayin atayodea, so how do you know? This is like the Mishnah with Rabbi Chanina ben Dais. How do you know that the guy's going to live in? Rabbi Chanina ben Dais, you're going to ask, how do you know? What do you mean? What happened to his Ruach HaKodesh? What happened? No, I have a simon. Okay, so how do you know? Amar lehem, I'll tell you. Ko Yom Kippurim, every Yom Kippur, when I go in Lifnai v'Lifnim, I am accompanied by a malach. Nizdamin le zaken echad lavush levanim. So a zaken I see standing next to me, all dressed in white, would accompany me in to the Kodesh HaKodashim and would accompany me out. Nichnasimi v'yatzaimi. The Yerushalmi asks a wonderful kash on this, which Tosis brings. It says v'chol adam lo yevo amoy, and that we darshan that to mean even malachim that are called adam. So what's how could what do you mean zaken echad nichnas v'yatzai? What's that supposed to mean? Right, so Yerushalmi says, maybe it's a manifestation of Shekhinah. It isn't a malach. It isn't anything. It's just his awareness of the presence of the Shekhinah next time. But this year, I noticed the Zakim was dressed in black. That sort of gave me the chills right then. And the worst part was, he was not only a Tatev Shkorim, he only walked in, he never came out. And that was bad news. Sure enough, by the time Sukkot was over, La'acha regal Shimon HaTzadik got sick for 7 days, and then he died. And from those days on, nimnu echavakonim levorach b'shem, they wouldn't use the Shem HaMefurash. He was the last of the period in which the you could rely on the Ner Ma'arovi, the Intelek, and all of the Nisim. And once Shimon HaTzadik died, then things started going downhill. Now, b'sha'at petirato amar lahem, Chonyo b'ni yishamesh tachtai. Now, as I said, historically speaking, it could be that the Gemara is conflating, as it often does, generations later with his intent to literally b'shat mita. Because and it's an astounding story to say that Shimon HaTzadik gave over the Kuna Gedela to an idiot who didn't know anything about the simple dinim of Shimush, which is what the story is mashma as we go on. And therefore, Josephus's account is a little bit more, makes more sense. It was generations later, and that, you know, when some of his kids had gone off to University of Virginia, probably third generation, they forgot how to do the avodah. sorry. And because of that, they needed some lessons in the avodah. So over there, what happened was, is that he had an older brother. And the older brother was Shimi. Shimi was not only an older brother, but he hadn't run off to university. I mean, he was a bucky, but he was very jealous of the fact that his father should give it to Konyo. And apparently his father held of the university student better than the Kohen Gadol. There's grounds for that too, you know. You can get into the politics of the office. He didn't like that idea. But this did not make Shimi very happy. And so Shimi calls in his brother Konyo and offers to teach him how to be a Kohen Gadol. So he says to Bov Alametcha, say their avodah. So he puts him on in an unkli. An unkli is this fancy leather women's garment. Okay. He says, this is how you're supposed to dress as a Kohen Gadol, as you know. And he's chogro betziltzol, which is the way a woman puts on this fancy little belt. And he brings him up to the mizbeach. Meanwhile, he runs to the Echav HaKohanim. He says, imagine my idiot. He's got some kind of lover over there in the University of Virginia. He promised her that the day that he goes in to be Ovid in the Beis HaMikdash, she's going to wear her dress, and he's going to put on her belt just so that everyone should know how much he loves. So he says to them, Ruhu, manadar zevikiyem la huvato. He's got this girl over there. Oto ayom shesh tamesh b'koin gadu, b'koin gadela elvosh b'unkli shalichi, v'echor b'tziltzer shalichi. What? Say the Kohanim. Death! Pitchach of Kohanim lohorgo. This guy is running. Ruts b'pneim. So they're all chasing him. Ruts b'acharav. And so, in the end, he escapes to Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim, and he is furious. Ubana Shem Mizbeach, and he's so furious that he decided, just for spite, to make it a base of that kochavim. This is a guy who never was a Kohen Gadol. But because he was not given his chance to be Kohen Gadol, was fired before he even began, look how angry he got, that he was ready to destroy the world and make a big church in Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim. You guys want to take a Kohen Gadol who was a Kohen Gadol and maybe was Nifsal on Yom Kippur, and now you want to give somebody else the job? You out of your mind? You know what's going to happen because of that? So mazeh shelo yarad lakach, hayored alacha kama v'kama. Once you get a taste of a position, you're taking a big risk in firing the guy. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, now you have the whole thing backwards. Lo kach haya maaseh. It's much worse than you think in terms of the psychology, but not as obvious in the results. What happened was, is that Konyo was a good guy, and he said, how can I do that? Shimi, after all, is older than I am. Shtei shanim v'mechza. Where did we hear that before? Someone who's supposed to be a Kohen. And I want him to be the Kohen Gadol. Shlach na v'yad tishlach. Aaron achi is gadol mimenim. Shtei shanim. That's it. Okay. So he doesn't want to take it away from his brother. But just because he doesn't want to take it away from his brother doesn't mean he isn't jealous. So he's jealous. So he gives up on the job, but nonetheless he's jealous. Uh-huh. More subtle issues over here. And so, what happened was indeed, like you say, except that you got the story wrong there too. He says to him, let me teach you Seder Avodah. He'll be shuv unkli, chogro betziltzo, hemido etzel in his beach, amar lemelech havakohanim, aha, ru'u ma nadar ze, vikiyem la uvato, oto yom sheshtamesh pekune gedela, el bosh pun keli shalichi, ve'gor betziltzo shalichi. And in this version, the Kohanim were a lot more sophisticated than just a bunch of madmen waving hatchets the moment they heard something. So they got very angry. But first they asked him what happened. Big Shu Echav HaKohanim Lorgo. So he told them what happened. So then they wanted to kill Konyo, a chutzpah. You're trying to do this is Kedai to make a bizoyin over here in the Beis HaMikdash with this ridiculous story. You're the guy that should be killed. So Zachlam Kalamora, Big Shula Roget Konyo. Rots Bibliam, Rots Rechacharov. He goes into the Beit HaMelech for protection, and the king protects him. But from that day on, you see, he could never go out, because the moment he got out, everybody would say, but here he is, the most wanted man, Kalabrael Tomar, Zeuze. And immediately the posse would start chasing him. So in the end, he needed to escape to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. But, I mean, having brought the whole situation on himself, he wasn't quite as angry. But he still needed to be a Kohen Gadol. So he built a Mizbeach and brought on it L'Shem Shamayim. Sh'nemar, and indeed, it says in the Pasuk, Ba'yom Ahu, Yeh Mizbeach L'Hashem B'toch Eretz Mitzrayim. So what is that referring to? That Nevuah of Yeshayahu is a reference to Beit Chonion and Alexander Shom Mitzrayim. Umatseva Itzo Gvula, meaning all L'Hashem. Now we're going to ask, of course, how do we understand that Pasuk if you hold it was a Beit Avodah Zarah? And it continues now, reviewed at the Tal Rebbe Meir. This was the point. More than you said somebody who hadn't tasted the job yet. And that was the difference. No, it's even more than that. This was a guy who didn't want the job, right? He said, no, I don't want the job. Give it to my older brother. So, ma ze shebarach mimeno kach. And nonetheless, when he lost the job, he went bananas. Hamevakesh le'redla, somebody who wants the job, don't you dare try to take it away from him. Alachat kama v'kama. And indeed, Tanya Amr of Yeshua ben Prachya, who was the Nasi, he said, let me tell you something. Anybody that would have suggested that I become president, I would have tied him up and fed him to the lions. Ani b'tzabitchila kol omer alayla. Go become the nasi. Ani kofto v'notlo l'fnei ha'ari. Now, if anybody would try to say I should resign, I'll kill him. So ata kol omer li leired mimena ani meitiel alav kum sholchami. So the point is, once you get into one of these positions, you're dead. And take a look what happened to poor Shaul. There he was running away, trying to hide between the suitcases. And as soon as he became king, instead of saying, great, you got a replacement, I'll kill him. And he goes crazy. And he wants to speak Kesh La'arok at David. Omar Le'mar Kashisha. Omar Le'mar Kashisha, brother of Chistala Abaye. According to the mayor, that Beit Chonio was a Beit Avodat Kochavim, what does he do with the pasuk by Yom Uliyem Mizbech LaShem B'toch Eretz Mitzrayim? Matseva Itzavula LaShem. I mean, he's saying it's not LaShem. It's Ravodis Kochavim. So, what is the pasuk referring to? Aliba, the Rebbe Meir. Miboyle Likitatanya. He uses this pasuk to tell me a reference to a completely different medrash. And that is, it's the story of Chizkiyahu after the destruction of Sancheirat. And you will recall from our Nach learning that Sancheirav had brought along the various B'nai Melachim that he was holding hostage for good behavior from all of the countries that were supposed allies. In case the allies start up, you just shecht one of their kids. So that has a tendency to keep the allies in that proper behavior. So they didn't die together with the rest of the Machan of Sancheirav. So he goes out into the Machan of Sancheirav and he finds B'nai Melachim that were Yoshvin B'Kronot Shel Zahav. They were all there on display, basically. Sancheirav brought them along. And they're in these gold-plated jaguars. And he made a deal with them. He's not going to kill them. They have to be makabel on themselves, not to be evid of it as kachavim. And of course, that was the whole issue with Rav Shekar, the disgusting way in which he spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and spoke about the great gods of Sancheirav. So the whole point over here was, for that Kiddush Hashem, he couldn't let them go without having an arrangement that at least they recognized the Nes, they're makabel, not to be evid of it as kachavim. So they were makabel. And it is, in fact, as it says in Yeshayahu, Bayom Ahu, and this is the pasuk immediately before the pasuk of Mizbeach LaShem Betoch Eretz Mitzrayim that we were understanding to be a reference to Beit Chonion. But here the pasuk says, Bayom Ahu Yu Chamesh Arim Be'eretz Mitzrayim Medabrot Tzfat Kinan V'nishbot LaShem Tzfakot. So what is that all about? These were the five kings. Remember, in those days, a king was essentially a city-state king. So these Chamesh Arim were these five kings that Chizkiyahu had found. And they, in fact, were Nishboim Lashem Tzfakot, meaning they didn't use the Shem Hashem. You couldn't expect them to speak Lashon HaKodesh, but they did speak Hebrew. So they were medabrot b'svat kinan. They accepted upon themselves to speak as close to Lashon HaKodesh as you could. So they spoke the language of Canaan. And they...
Modern Hebrew.
Modern Hebrew. And they were indeed kept that deal. And therefore, when the Pasuk continues on to say that Bayoma Uyeh Mizbeach LaHashem B'toch Eretz Mitzrayim, that was their Mizbeach. But that was generations before. That was during the time of the first Beit HaMikdash, right? The time of the second Beit HaMikdash with Alexandria. These were these five cities that had gotten together and built a Beit HaMikdash for Goyim. The modality of worship was Korbanot, and their Kavana was to bring Korbanot to Hashem, and they're not Mechuyev to bring Korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash, and that's what it's a reference to. But this later story of the Beit Chonyo, I hold that was Averis Kachavim Mamash. Not like what our Mishnah says. And that's the reference that we said. The Dover Acher is going only according to the Shita of the Beit Chonyo was a Beit Avodat Kochavim. And this then would be afterwards when they made their Mizbechot. Ochula Alexandra Shomitzrayim, centuries before Chonyo. And then as Alexandria became the center of Egyptian culture, they built a Mizbeach in Alexandria, Ve'elu alav l'shem shamayim, Shinema bayom ahu yem Mizbeach l'shem, Betoch Eretz Mitzrayim.
Who's
the five Melachim from these five cities. As time went on, they went and made this their center. Who knows? Whenever Alexandria, whatever. I mean, Alexandria, obviously, this was not at the time of Alexander, so there couldn't have been an Alexandria. But when Alexandria became the time of the great culture of Egypt, they had a library, they also needed a Beit HaMikdash. So then they went ahead and this was continued from that cultural event. Hare alai ola yakrivena b'migdash v'imi kriva b'beit chonyo lo yatsa. But hare alai ola with the understanding yakrivena b'beit chonyo, still yakrivena b'migdash, but imi kriva b'beit chonyo yatsa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, what yatsa ein zeola at all? Hareini nazir yigalach b'migdash, im gilach b'beit chonyo lo yatsa. Hareini nazir shagalach b'beit chonyo, yigalach b'migdash. Im gilach b'beit chonyo yatsa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein ze nazir. Yatsa, what kind of yatsa? Mikdal kotla. Omer of Amnuna, because we understand the net to be as follows. Nase ke'imer arealai ola. I'm not sure what chayiv b'ach, right? You'll take if I kill it. Omer rov alamiyata seifa diktani. Hareini nazir shagalach b'beit chonyo yigalach b'migdash. Im gilach b'beit chonyo yatsa. What are you going to say over there? Now what? So, even if that's what it means, kovanotav in the nazir, ko kamer lo maite kovanotav lo mitkasher. Doesn't make sense. Elam harav look. Consistently, adam zuladoron mitkaven. So, amar isag v'beit chonyo, fine. Torachna. Tvei lo matzina l'tz'ure. Same thing is true by the nazir. Hi, Gavra is only interested in Sirin Nafshika Mechav. So he says, Isag v'beit chonyo, fine, torachna. Tvei lo matzino litzta'uri. Rabam Nuno Amar Lachar, I agree, when it comes to the Nazir Kedika Amrit. But the first case of Eila, there I insist that Sabadat Shot Chayev Bachrayuta Kalamar, in which case it's a real korban. Vav Rabbi Yochar Tzavala Od Rabam Nuno, because Amar Abba Barbachon Rabbi Yochar Realai Ola, Shekriven Vet Chonyo, but he's onish koris because he's kutechutz. I'll leave it a rova. Why would it be onish koris? Tani na miyoche realai olah shekivena b'midbar. He griva be'ver yarden yatzav onish koris, which is exactly like Rav Amnuna. Hakohenim sheshimshu bebeit chonyo lo yeshamshu b'mikdash shebirushalayim. Ve'im tzarich lomar if they were meshamesh davar acher. Shenemar achlo yalu kohanei abamot el mizbeach Hashem b'Yerushalayim kimachlu matzot be what is the lashon betoch it should say acheim. So meaning areyel kebalei mumin cholkin veochlin v'lo makrivin. Om Rav Yehuda kohen sheshachat lavodat kochavim korbanot reach nichoach. Om Rav Yehuda, this is where Rav Yehuda micro yan asher yeshartu otam lifnei gilu lehem. Al ken nasati yadi aleihem. So memela, you see, no mashem lakim venasu avonam. And what is that? Lo yikshu elai lachayinli. So what does it say? Yishartu iavat shirut in shchit alav shirut itma. Shogat bezrika, runachram rekabano reich dikolach, because it was b'shogig. Rav Sheshit Amar, even b'shogig in kabano reich dikolach. Omer Rav Sheshit minamin, Allah, v'chtiva yula beit Yisrael mechshal avon, my love, o mechshal o avon, and either way, you can't be a kohen. Mechshal a shogig, avon is mezid. Rav Nachman says, no, mechshal of an avon, mezid. Omer Rav Nachman minamin, Allah, tanya, v'chiper a kohen ala nefesh ha shogiget, בקטאה בשקגה מלמד שכהן מתחפר על ידי עצמו. So now, במאי, what did he do wrong? אילמה בשקיטה, why does it say בשוגג אפילו במצנמי? Which will turn out to be only רב נחמן שיטה anyway. אלא לא בזריקה, was רב ששס אמר לך ליולם בשקיטה. ובמזיד לא, because he's not a משרת, לא בדעת כוכבי. ועוזו לתמיו דאיתמר, Hezid b'shkita r'nachman amr kabana orech dikha. Rav Sheshit amr en kabana orech dikha. Rav Nachman amr kabana orech dikha. Talo avat shirut. Rav Sheshit amr en kabana orech dikha. Nasa the equivalent of Misharet Lavadat Kochabim. Omer Nachman minu amin. Allah datanya. Kohen sh'avad avadat kochabim v'shav kabana orech dikha. Now I ask you, Ramai. Ilema b'shogeg, what's v'shav? He was shavo made all the time. Elapshita b'mezid, but can't mean bezrika, because then kishav my havi. He already had done the shirut, and it says al kein lo, and therefore it's got to be b'shkita. Reb Sheshtaba, na le'olam b'shogeg v'chikama. Im shav, meaning mi'ikaro, that is to say, d'chiyavad, b'shogeg avad, then b'shkita korbano would be reach zikoa. V'inlav in korbano reach zikoa. How about just doing yishtachavo? I love that kochavim. Rav Nachman Amar Korban Orech Nichoach. Rav Sheshit Amar Ein Korban Orech Nichoach. How about just Hodah? I love that kochavim. Rav Nachman Amar Korban Orech Nichoach. Rav Sheshit Amar Ein Korban Orech Nichoach. V'tzricha. Di Ashminu Nachkam Haitam. It's a bayikam Rav Sheshit. Mishon do avadai shirut. Avo shchita do lo avadai shirut. Ema model later Rav Nachman. Vi Ashminu shchita. Mishum davad le'avoda, aval ishtachavo, do lo avad le'avoda, emalo, tzricha. Mi'a yesh min ishtachavo, mishum avad le'ma'ase, aval hoda, which is dibur bi'alma, emalo, tzricha. And of course, in the inverse, to teach me the Kiddush, that it's kosher. Ein tzrich lomar davar acher, aha. Midagomer, ein tzrich lomar davar acher, it's bichlal de bet chonyo, clearly, is lava vadat kochavimu. Tanya commandiona beit chanyo lava vadat kochavim, not like Rabbi Meir de Tanya. Ota shana shemet shibana tzadik, amar lehem, shana zu umet, amru lo, min aya ta yudea, amar lehem, ko yom ha-kippurim nizdami nizakin echad, lavush levanim, nitatef levanim, nirlasimi v'yatsayimi, shana zu, nizdami nizakin echad, lavush shechorim, נתתף שחורים, נכנס מי ולא יצא עם מי. Sure enough, ליחר הרגל, חולה שבעת ימים ומת. And from then on, נמנעו אחיו הכהנים מלבורך בשם המפורש. בשעת פטירתו אמר להם, חוניו בני ישמש תחתיו. נתקנה בו שימי אחיו שיגרו ממנו שתי שנים במחצה. אמר לו, בוא ואלמדך סדר העבודה. He'll be sure beunkli chavro betzilzol hemido etzal mizbeach, and then he goes and amarlam lecha vakonim ruu madnatar sevikim lauvato. Ay. Oto ayom sheshtamish bekone gedela elbosh beunkli shalichi echav betzilzol shalichi bikshre chavakonim lahargo rats bivleim rats vacharav halach laAlexander shem Mitzrayim ubana shem mizbeach hel alav l'shuma v'riske chavim ukishishamu chachamim medavar amru. מה זה שלא יורד לקח? היורד לה לקחת כמה וכמה. דיבר רבי מאיר. אמר לו רבי יהודה, נא, לקחה ימייסה. אלא לא קיבל עליו חוניו, because he felt that שימי יחוף, אחיו הסגדל ממנו, שתי שנים ומחתה. אף הפיקן נתקנה בו חוניו בשימי אחיו. Amar lo, he'll be shabu unclean, chagrobet silzo, hamida itzom is beach, umar lem lecha vakorim, ru'u manat arze vikiem la uvato, oto ayom she'eshamesh pishkuna gedela, elvosh punkli shalechi, argor betzilzo shalechi, bichu echadu kohanim lo argo, sachlam kolamora, bichu la roget chonyo, rats mipleem, rats vacharov, rats vabet amelach, rats vacharov, kol haroel to amar zeuze, alach lai, zanir Hashem etzraim, uban Hashem ezbeach, hen lov l'shem shamayim, shenema, ביום ההוא יהיה מזבח להשם בתוך ארץ מצרים ומצבה יוצא גבולה להשם פיין שומר חכמים בדבר אמרו מה זה שברח ממנו כך המבקש לרד לה על אחת כמה וכמה תניה אמר רבי יהודה רבי יושב בן פרחה בתחילה כל אומר לי עלילה אני כופתו נותן לפי הערי אתה כל אומר לי לרד ממנו אני מתי לו קומקום שוחמים שהרי שאול ברח ממנו וכשאלה ביקש להרוג את אבי אומר לי מהקשיש ברכיס לבעיה and what does Rabbi Meir do with the פוסק of Rabbi Yehuda that ביום ההוא מזבח לשם ארץ מצרים היה עובד להם מי בואי לי לקריטניה נאחר מפלתו של סד חרב יוצא חזקיה ומצא בני מלאכים היו יושבים בקרונות של זהב הידירן שלו לעבוד עבודת כוכבים שנאמר ביום ההוא יהיו חמש ערים those were those חמישה מלאכים בארץ מצרים מדברות שפת כנען נשבות השם צפקות and ultimately הלכו ליוצאים של מצרים בונו מזבח הלו לב לשם שמיים שנאמר ביום ההוא יהיה מזבח להשם בתוך ארץ מצרים That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. Hare Alai Olah Yakriven Abamigdash. Somebody's behind himself a carbon oilon. He has to bring it in the Beit HaMikdash. Now that's what I call moves. We have to wait until the end of an office to find it. Ve'imi kriva beit chonyo lo yatsa. If he would bring such an erva in the Beit Chonyo, which was a building that was a replica of the Beis Hamikdash in Alexandria, known as the Reformed Temple, he wouldn't be yotzei. We'll see more about this Beit Chonyo in the Gemara. Hare alai olah she'akrivena the Beit Chonyo. How about if the guy is b'chayev himself a korban erva to be brought in Beit Chonyo? So then Yakrivena Bamigdash, but Imi Kriva Bebet Chonyo Yatsa. He says, should bring in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it seems to mean anyway. But if he went ahead and brought it in Beis Chonyo, he would be Yotzei the Chiyuv of his Neder. Because he said, I want to bring something in Beis Chonyo. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ein Ze Olah. The Chlal doesn't have any din of a Kedusha in it at all. And so Mamela, what exactly would be the meaning of Yakrivena Bamigdash? And I said, B'chlal, not a korban.
How do you
have
to have Beit Hamikdash?
What's that?
If
you
said
it's Yadun Beit Hamikdash, how do you have to have Yadun Beit Hamikdash? Doesn't say it was Yadun. It says Yakrivena Bamigdash. We'll see in the Gemara what the possible explanations of this man, this wild man's ideas are. Harini Nazir. Somebody's behind himself in Nazir. Is he Galeel B'Migdash? Mim Gilach B'Beit Chonyo. If he went to the Reformed Temple, he's not Yotzi. Harini Nazir She'Galach B'Beit Chonyo. if he makes himself a nazir al manas, so to speak, that his nazir should end with a gilua the bet no, yigalech b'migdash. So he does, yigalech, of course, is the whole thing. It's the karbonas together with the gilua, with the hair underneath the karbon and so on. Vim gilach the bet konyo yatsa. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer ain't zen nazir. B'chol, there's no naziris that's chal in such a fashion. Asks the Gemara, what in the world is going on? What do you mean he's yotze if he brings an island based on you murder an animal and you're yotze? What does that mean? The Torah says if you shek b'chutz dam shapacha yisho. So you're a murderer basically. So what are you telling me? So in killing an animal on the street, you're yotze, you're the island. Omer Rav Amnuna, the way to understand it is, Naasek Omer Hare Alay Olam, and not Shalot Chayev Bachrayuta. I mean, the guy obviously has not accepted any Achrayut on this Eila, because otherwise, how could he be bringing it to Beit Chonio? In which case, if he kills it, he's no longer Chayev to bring it. Because he said. Because he said that he's going to not accept Achrayus for it. Now, if that's the only way that we understand the Beit Chonio element, you'll note that it would make a tremendous nafkamina la'alokah, because according to this, if Lamaisi shoots this animal through the head in a shlachtoy somewhere, he would also be yaitzah. Now, according to what Rav Amnuna is saying, it's not the pshat that there's something about Beit Chonio that is yotze. It's just that being as the animal is dead, he's not mechuyev to do more than that. It's certainly not the way one assumes what the meaning of yotze would be. Amale Rava. So Rava Tainitz Rav Amnuna, how can you say that? El miyata sefer dekani areni nozir shagaleach bebet chonio. How about the next piece? The next piece is the man's makabel on himself naziras that shall be done the giluach with the havas karbonis in the Reform Temple. So the din is yigaleach b'migdash. I don't understand. What do you mean it was yotze? So what are you telling me? That what it meant was that it's as if you're going to tell me your pshat. It means hakinami the nasek ha'imer harini nazar amanash shalot chayev b'achrayut korbanotam. What good is that? You're going to make etzrai, I'm going to make myself a nazir, but I'm not chayev in the achrayus of my korbanos, so I'll shoot my korbanos. Well, that's all very nice. You're not chayev in the achrayus. Fine. But your Naziris is still a Naziris, and it will be Rimachai of you. It's nothing to do with the a Neder that you made to bring Korbanos. But a Nazir can't possibly do that. Nazir, Kamadolo Maisi Korbanot, Avmo Mitkasher. Look, as long as he doesn't finish his Naziris with bringing Korbanos properly, there's nothing to discuss. Elam Arava, therefore Rava changes his mind here, can't be the pshat that we should look at it as if he made some type of understanding that there was not going to be any achrayut. Actually, the point was that the guy doesn't really have in das a netter of a korban in the typical sense of the word. Basically, he wants to bring a gift to the temple. So really, it's the doron yitkaven. So he says like this, look, isagi v'tet chonyo. If this type of gift is suitable to present in Beit Chonio, Tarachna, so I'm that much I'm ready to do to show my devotion to the Lord. Tvei lo matzina, more than that I can't. It's just too much pain. Whether I'm going to go to make Aliyah to bring a gift to God. I mean, I'm a distant Zionist. I'll send money to the JNF, but I mean, Atkira Kach, I should also move to Yerushalayim. Forget it. So in other words, there was never a kavana over here of bringing a korban. The same thing, the nazir is the same thing. I have a nazirin afshika mechaber. The guy says to himself, look, you know, I basically have some ascetic tendencies over here, so I want, you know, to stop drinking wine and I'm going to let my hair grow. And anyway, it's very Woodstocky, the hair part anyway. So if I can pull the shtick in Beit Chonio, fine. So then that much I'm ready to do. More than that, I can't. I can't handle it. It's too much. In which case, there never was a Kabbalah of Nazirus qua Nazirus. The person simply wanted to be to be following some type of format that is similar to Nazirus. But if, you know, if that's no good, he accepts what the, okay, so then I'll just sort of, I won't drink wine, you know. Rav Amnuna Amalaka. Rav Amnuna says, look, Rava, I understand that you adjusted your shita. In the Nazir part, you're certainly right. But, and I accept that. When it comes to the Ayla, there was no reason to change what you said. Ayla, indeed, the meaning of Ayla is, as you said, as I said initially, that it's Amanachalar Kayev Vachrayutam, and that makes much more sense to me. That if, in the course of Nafkamina, would be that according to Rav Amnuna's approach, which Rava changes the whole thing. Rav Amnuna is saying, I accept what you're saying insofar as it needed to be changed. Did I ever said differently? When I said my pshat, I didn't imply that it was going to be the same for Nazir. You implied that. I agree that when it comes to Nazir, the idea is that he only had in mind to be Mitzayir himself. But when it comes to Ela, the guy really was thinking in terms of a korban, except that he made a specific condition that he shouldn't be responsible if something happens to this korban. And again, the nafkamina would be that it's not even viewed, according to Rav Amnuna, as a neder specifically to bring the Beit Chulia. So if you shot it through the head somewhere, that would also be the same, because you killed it, and you're not chayav on the achrayus. Tosfos says this isn't nogea, the Beit Shammai issue, because over here the whole statement sticks together, because there is a reformed temple. Because you can't say that somebody says, Arei alai ayla, to bring it in a reformed temple, we say tvos lashon rishon, and you're chayav in the ayla, and then, I mean, this is one statement, the ayla of the reformed temple. I mean, there even Beit Shammai would be made. Fine. Now the nafkamina is already going to make a difference in how we can bring a raya to it. In other words, we always look for that little hinge that gives us the ability to experiment. And that, in the end, the Gemara is going to get to that. But lamaisa, we find that Rabbi Yochanan apparently also is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabba Bar Bachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Harei alai olah shakrivenu bet chonyo. V'ikriva be'eretz Yisrael yatsa. Somebody who says, I'm going to bring the Zayla in Beit Chonyo, and then he goes ahead and he brings it in Eretz Yisrael. So he would be Yotze. The only thing is, he would be Onesh Karis because of Shkut Echutz, meaning that it definitely is a Korban, and he's Chayef to bring in the Beis HaMikdash. If he ends up not bringing it now, in the base HaMikdash. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim. So he brought in Eretz Yisrael to a completely different place. That means he was never Mekayim his neder, but he's Yotze in the sense that he doesn't have any Chiyav of Achrayas. Now, if you learned it the way Rava was learning it, not the way Rav Amnuna was learning it, it didn't make any sense at all. Because the man had made a neder to bring a gift to the Reformed Temple, and he didn't. You can't say, well, what's the difference if it's a Reformed Temple or it's the Vatican? His neder was to bring it to the Reformed Temple. So since over here it says Yatza, it must mean Yatza in the sense that he no longer has responsibility.
Towards his neder?
Towards his neder. But he's on his chorus because he was shared at the chutz. Taninami hachi, harei alai ola. Shakri Venabambi Barn. Again, you wouldn't be Onush Koras either if you never had in mind to make it a carbon, right? If the way to understand the ratio would be, the guy is just bringing a gift. I mean, he was saying a gift, not an ox. So then, of course, he wouldn't be Onush Koras. So, in every sense, Rav Amnuna's approach here seems correct. He did mean to bring a carbon, so it's an Onush Koras. And he did not mean to bring it necessarily to the Reformed Temple. That part, the only meaning of that was that he was saying that there should be no responsibility on his part to get it to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so if he shoots it, so he's not responsible. So a whole discussion over here that has been very fruitful among the Achronim as to why you're not chayef for nezek. It's one thing not to be chayef in the achrayas if the animal drops dead, but if you shoot the animal through the head, so then you're a mazik. Okay, that's a whole different issue. There's a lot of different approaches to this. Is a mazik chayev to Agdash, first of all? That itself is a question. Whether there's a din of there's no re'eu over here. Is there a halacha b'chlal of owing Hekdesh money if something is Kedushas Mizbeach? If Kedushas Mizbeach really is accrues to the Bialim, or is it only Kedushas Berakabayas over here, if it's Hekdesh means it to the Mizbeach? Okay, but you can see it's not simply enough to tell me that I'm not responsible for the Achrayas. You can also have to explain why there's no din of being a mazik over here for shooting it in Beis Chonia, so to speak. This guy has an idea that the Midbar, being as it was a place where the Mishkan was, is a holy place. And there's a lot of people out there that go out to Midbaris and they think, you know, the Midbar is holy. And instead, he goes and he's makriv it in Eber HaYarden, I mean, that's not the Midbar, come on. I mean, the Golan, I mean, that's beautiful. So, nonetheless, he's Yotze. Why in the world would he be Yotze? Obviously, because if we're looking at it the way Rav Abdonah was looking at it, the issue over here was only the question of whether I'm chayav b'achrayus, nothing else. So lamaisa, you didn't bring the korban, okay, but at least you're not chayav b'achrayus. However, since it is a korban, which is consistent with Rav Abdonah, on his cards. Who says it's a mitzvah? He didn't bring a carbon. He shot an animal for that.
Why
should
it be
not a carbon? Because he was out on shkutekut. Who says there's a mitzvah in shkutekut? Where'd you get the idea of the mitzvah? Why are you talking about mitzvah above Avera? Where's the mitzvah?
The mitzvah is
the
carbon. He didn't
bring a carbon. There's no mitzvah to bring a carbon. Hashem puts for that. There's no such mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The mitzvah is to bring a korban. The mitzvah is to bring it in the Mesa Mikdash. That's defined by definition of korban. It's defined.
So he has a neder to do.
That's something else. The guy made a neder to jump off the roof. The question is Yotzi is neder by jumping off the roof of the car, or does he have to jump off the roof of the house? That's the equivalent case, right?
Why would it
be
Pater instead of Yotze?
Well, he didn't do what he was saying, but he's not high up
in the
operator
position. Why
shouldn't
Yotze any sort of...
why use the Lashon of Yotze?
Yes.
Just to get you confused. Because like this, you'll learn that the Yotze means specifically that it has to be in Beis Chonia. So we need to understand that you're a Yotze, you're Neder, Sabrav Amnun is learning. You're a Yotze, you're Neder. Lamaisa, I couldn't say anything differently when it came to the Mazir. There I have to say Yotze, because Litzurin Abshikar Machavin. So, okay, so was he Yotze or not? Well, he didn't drink the wine, he was Yotze. He's not a Mazir, so he's not a Mazir, he's an analog to a Mazir. I would assume that that's the reason, according to him, we use the same Russian, not only to confuse him, but it helps. More about Beit Chonio. Hakohanim sheshimshu beBeit Chonio. Kohanim that were rabbis in the Reformed Temple. Lo yeshamshu beMikdash of Yerushalayim. We can't hire them anymore for the RCA. Vein zorich lomar ledavar acher. Certainly, if they were Kohanim in the Vatican, certainly we're not going to be able to hire them. Shemar ach lo yalu kohanei habamot o mizbach Hashem b'Yerushalayim kim ichlu matzot. What they can do is betoch hachayim, they can eat. In other words, they're like balei mumim. Harei look at balei mumim. Cholkin lo ochlin, lo makrivim. It's not that they lose their kuhuna, but they can't do any avodah. Whole discussion among the Rishonim as to whether they're allowed to be nosek kapeim. Rashi Paskin in a Tshuva Halacha LaMaisa, there's no problem with being Nosei Kapa to a Kohen who, Chas V'Shalom, he may be Dato or whatever. Then he did Tshuva, so there's no problem to be, because over here it's only Sheirus Mamish and it's not called Sheirus. There's all kinds of other discussions. What about Megabe Chilul Shabbos? Does he have to do Tshuva when it comes to Chilul Shabbos? What does Chilul Shabbos feel? Everyone knows what happens if he didn't. It's not a guy who's a reform Kohen. You're allowed to allow him to be Eila. Seriously, can he be Eila to the Duchan? Do you have to stop him from coming up to the Duchan? The Meister of Meisha Paskin said it's okay.
He's allowed to.
Yeah, because no be'etzem minia from, even though we call it the equivalent of Avodas Chachamim by Tefillos Shabbos, but not in terms of this issue, because this is unique in the concept of Sheirus. That was normally in terms of the Kramer and the level of Emuna that's expressed in Tefillos Shabbos is like similar to being Kerfer B'chol HaTorah Kula. But the issue of here is not the Kfira per se. The issue of here is the inappropriateness of the Shimush Tachachachachachachachachachach versus the Shimush Vahavdil El Fadolet. There's a big Mishamish for an Avedis Gefavim. So over there you can't make the equivalency. Basically, most of the posts can hold that way. But the idea of, the Mumer elements and their Kol Shabbos elements are not the same as the actual Aveda. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's the same. Yes?
If they're married to a Giyaris?
They're married to a Yoni.
What?
Those are other issues. That's completely different questions. Yeah, but I mean, he's not Mechalov himself. He's Mechalov Zara. Omer Rav Yehuda. Kohen Sheshachat La'Avodas Chachamim Korban O'Reach Mikoach. A Kohen who had shechted a korban for Avodas Chachamim Mamish, and here he did tshuva, and now he wants to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and he brings a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. That korban is a korban Reach Mikoach. Why is this? Because you'll notice that the Mishnah says Bedavka Kohanim Shishimshu, and Shechita is not considered to be an Aveda. It's not a Shimush. A Zara is also allowed to Shecht. So in Shechting to an Aveda Zara, he's not a Mishamesh to an Aveda Kachovin yet. Omer of Yitzchak Barav Dimi Maikra, where do we see this expressed in the Pasuk? It says Yana Asher Yishartu Otam Lifnei Gilulehem. Because these Kohanim had actually been misharet in front of the idols and caused to the entire Beis Yisrael to be an obstacle. But v'lo yikshoy laila kahemli, so to speak. In other words, it's as if the two psukim are included. So what is it saying over here? That Kohen Yana she yishartu otam, I don't want him as a coin. That means it's making it dependent in Sherut. So it's saying, I avad Sherut. So then, if they had done Sherut to Avodas Chachamim, even though Nasati Yadi, I'm now forgiving them, but I don't want them as Kohanim. But that's only if they did Sherut. Shechitam av Sherut. That's how I consider to be a Sherut. And the Mela, they could even work in the Beis HaMikdash.
Any type of
avodah. This isn't avodah. It's avodah for avodah is, but it's not sheirut. It's a whole different concept. Avodah and sheirut? And avodah is something a czar can't do.
Right.
And sheirut is something. Huh? Oh. No. Well, if one's trying to understand, I guess it's usually the best. Avodah, the concept of avodah is a specific nature of what one does for the requirements of a korban that need to be done by a kohen. If they don't need to be done by a kohen, then it's not considered to be avodah. Okay. Sheirut is a different idea. We'll see that there could be a general vague notion of sheirut in terms of service of any kind. A misharis, to be a misharis. There is a shita like that, and we'll discuss it in a moment. So it's kedai to wait. But normally, the idea of sheirus is those things that would require specifically the priesthoods, the initiates, is what we're assuming now. So that would be true. The similarity would then be true. You don't need an initiate for God, so then it's not, you don't need an initiate for a getchke. It's always similar. So the czar can do it, so then there's nothing sheirut oriented about it. It's not true avodah. We'll see that the concept of sheirut could be broader than that, and that causes a machlokus in it that we're going to get to in a moment. So now, the shaila is like this. So far we've been assuming that the doing over here is really, it's not nugea, whether he meant to do it, he didn't need to do it. But how about if it was b'shogeg?
Now let's first exclude the issue of the shechita, which is, we said, is not a sheirut. So how about if you do a real sheirut b'shogeg? You do mamash avoda. So this guy was shagad v'zrika kohen, who thought it was mutter to do zrika in front of an avodas kohen. He just thought you're not allowed to bow to it or to bring things, something on an altar. But he did zrika. So Reb Nachman says, well, since it was b'shogeg, korban oreach b'koach. Reb Sheshes amar ein korban oreach b'koach. Omar Reb Sheshes min ami, I'll prove to you that it makes no nafkamin if it's b'shogeg or b'meis. Dechsiv v'hayu l'veis Yisrael l'michshol avon. So what's michshol avon mean? My love. O michshol, o avon. Right? Now the difference between a michshol and an avon is a michshol is stumbling. So that's b'shogeg. An avon is something that you do b'meis. And in that case, the pasuk is saying that mikshol shogeg ovo mezid, and in either event, lo yalu kone b'mot ha-mizbach Hashem Yerushalayim. I don't want them on that mizbeach, correct? You see clearly that even b'shogeg you can't come. Reb Nachman says, no, it's dafka b'mezid. He says, mikshol ovo are two things, mikshol or avon. It means the mikshol of avonot, an obstacle to fall into sin. But it's not an obstacle to fall into sin is where you set yourself up for that. Omer Reb Nachman, I'll prove to you, said Reb Nachman, the opposite. That it makes no, the guy does something, the shogeg, and he's not included. Mina mina la. Tetanya b'chiter ha-kohen ala nefesh ha-shogeget b'chata'a b'shkaga. Now, it's very interesting. The kohen here could be mechaper on the nefesh that was shogeget. If you're saying on the nefesh that was shogeget, that means even on his own nefesh. So it's he's the kohen, he's dealing with a nefesh, any nefesh, including his own nefesh. So that means by definition that a kohen who has the chet of shogeget, that whole pasuk is in the parsha of Avodah Zarah. So a kohen who has the chet of Avodah Zarah can be mechaper on himself. Now how can he do that? Because he's not a kosher kohen, since he has the chet of Avodah Zarah. So you see that since it was b'shkaga, there's no problem. He can be mechaper on himself. Malam shekohen mitchaper ayadayatzmo. Now, let me ask you, what did he do wrong over here? What's the case? I mean, we know it's talking about Avodas Kochavim, and the whole thing is part of the pasuk v'chitishku v'lotasu is kol mitzvot Hashem elokech, and so on, which could only be Avodas Kochavim, which one avera includes kol mitzvot Hashem. But what did he do? If he did shechita, I thought we said before that even if you do shechita b'meitiv, it's not called sheirut, right? So yeah, but shechita, Samaira shogeg. If it's talking about shechita, why do we have to say that he was a shogeg? Even if he's amazing, we said he's a kosher kohen. So then this wouldn't make sense. El alav the zrika. It only makes sense if we say the guy did real sheirut and he did it for shogeg, and nonetheless he can be mechaper on an efesh hashogeget. Reb Sheshes says no, it is talking about shechita. That's why b'shogeg, it's okay, because it's not a sheirut. Ayotinus of the mezid is also not a sheirut, not true. The idea of a sheirut. What's wrong? Yeah. You're not here.
I know.
Okay. First time I saw such a thing. I mean, Talmud isn't even here. The point of sheirut is also broader. You can become a misharet without doing sheirut. So therefore, I say like this: Leola b'shlita. But if he does it b'meizid, look, then he would not be included in the idea of being mechaper once again as a reach b'kor. Because you know why? Naaseh misharet le'avodat kochavim. There's such a thing as an act of sheirut, which you're right. Shlita is not an act of sheirut, but there's such a thing as becoming a misharet. Becoming a misharet, maybe you didn't do sheirut yet, but you are a misharet. So that somebody commits himself to doing everything in front of this geshem. So even though this particular act is not an act of avoda, and therefore it's not true sheirut, it's not la'amod or l'sharet, but he's still included in the pasuk of lo ya'alu the kohanei habamot, because that's the point. Yana sheyishartu not that they should do the acts of Shirut, but that they should be Mishartim. But it's Kochavim, they are not suitable to be my Mishartim. And that's as Rashi says in the Chumash, that one of the definitions of Kohen is Misharet. Mikan Shekol Hashon Kuhuna Misharet Bamash, as Rashi. Okay, so if that's the case, he's a Misharet. It doesn't matter whether right now he did an act of Shirut or not. So it turns out now that we have to redefine what we meant before when we said Shoktulav Eretz Yechovim Korban Oreach Nichoach. Because now it turns out that it's a machlokas whether that means Dapka B'Shogeg or not. According to Nachman, it means I feel the Nazid because it's not an act of Shirut. But according to Shirut, by definition, anything that's done the Nazid is a commitment that turns you into a Mashiach.
You said that the Bozorah,
no, see, there again, we're getting confused by Avoida Lavedis Kefavim. Shkita is an Avoida Lavedis Kefavim. Because anything that is done to a carbon is it, not Avoida, an act that is Machai of you. Because the point over here is that what is the Derech to do for Avoida Kefavim?
Each Derech.
Each Derech, even if it's not. No, yeah, with the Derech and Evodis Beis HaMikdash. And then there's other things in the Chichayev on, for Ishtach Avoya, and that's certainly not an Avoda, which we're going to talk about. Or just being Makabal and Avoda Zorah as a god. That's also something you're being the Chayev on.
Service of
this
Avodah Zorah, is that also
included
here, or has to be
done with
activities that are done
with that? Well, that's exactly what we're asking. That's the Mahfuk of Mahfuk. But there's implications over here for Kodim, I think.
Yeah.
Or for any Avodah. That there's two different ways of going about this. There's doing an act, and there's being a Misharis. And if you want to be a real Kohen, you have to be a Misharis. That's what Rashi is saying. To say that I'm available to do is not the same thing as being a Misharis. It's the same thing over here. The guy did something about it is before. That's not the same thing as the amazing in it.
You say
the Shirut
being one to become subservient to?
Yeah, a servant to.
So one,
but
service to that, then
it can't. Right. Well, see, we're still in the Lasugi. Tomorrow makes this even clearer as we go on. V'yazdu l'tamai, and l'maisa, this is a long-standing machlokas between Menachem and Rav Shesha, that over here, they're expressing their shita all along, because to itma, hezid b'shrita, Rav Nachman amar karban oreach nichoach, Rav Shesha amar ein karban oreach nichoach. So first, we start over here with mezid b'shrita. See, we got into this right through the back door. We started it with the question of shogag b'zrika, to avoid the whole question of whether shchita, there's a new concept of a misharet. But in the original machlokas between Reb Sheshet and Reb Nachman, they start at the beginning. Forget about you doing an avoda. You did shchita, not an avoda. So now what? So there they directly argued on this point. Reb Sheshet said, even though all you did was shchita, ein karban oreach nichoach. Reb Nachman amar, no, karban oreach nichoach, the law about shirut, you didn't do an act of shirut. And Reb Sheshet said there, you don't need an act of Shirut. In Karbono Reach Nichoach Nazeh Misharet Avodat Kochavim. The question of whether you did an act of Shirut is not the issue over here. The question is whether you are a Misharet. So you've become now a Misharet. Omrim Nachman Mina Amin Allah. So Nachman says, well, I can prove it. It's either Kohen Shabbat Avodat Kochavim Vishav Karbono Reach Nichoach. If a Kohen did Avodah for Avodah Kochavim, did Shuvah, his carbon is kosher. Now, what is that referring to? The mud. Even the Bishogay. What do you think it's talking about? That he was Ovid Bishogay. So why does it say Bishav? Of course Bishav. That's the meaning of Bishogay. Is that you never wanted to do what you did. You never would have done it. He's a Shav of the Omedu. He's by definition a Shav. Because it was a Shogay and it wasn't meant to be done. So therefore, Elopshis, that's got to be talking about man of the Mazid. All right. What did he do the Mazid? If he did Zerika B'mezid, it's not going to help him to be Shav, because he's no longer appropriate. Yes, his tshuva is wonderful, everything is wonderful. But the problem is, he's not an appropriate person. He's like a Balmum. You can't do tshuva for being a Baal Mum. So his inappropriateness remains, it said in the Mishnah. That said in the Pasuk in Yechezkel. I don't want him as a Misharet at the Beit HaMikdash. It's my hobby. What difference would it make if he did tshuva? Avad la sheirut, he did sheirut. We've got to understand that the case is that what he did was shechita. And he did it, amazing. Comes along the Brisa to say, if he did teshuva, which would be necessary in order to restore him, then his korban is a re'ad mikholas. Rav Sheshet says, no. It's talking about that he did it bishogeg. Obviously, he's been amazed that he's no longer kosher because he's as inappropriate as any other misharet. And that the thing over here is, it says imshav, that means imshav meikaro. So if now he's a shav in the sense that, oh my God, that was also, that's terrible, I didn't know, I never would have done it. So then he's retroactively a shav. And as he was a shogeg, that's what the meaning of shav means, obviously, that he was a shogeg, like we find by a korban chatas, where we have the concept of shav miyidiyato. Had you known about it, you would have not done it at the time. That's what shav means. Okay, so here too, shav. So im shav miyikaro, dechiyavad v'shogeg, in other words, meaning, that at the time that he did it, he was only a shogeg. So b'shogeg avad, then korban reach b'choach now. But in lav, if we can't say that he's retroactively shav, so then in korban reach b'choach, period. It has nothing to do. So then there is no korban reach b'choach in this case. Therefore, the bride is saying what I'm saying, not what you're saying. Having once become a misharet, even though you never did an act of shirut, so there's no typical avoda, nonetheless, he can't be Misharis in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, how about the next case? Hishtakadal avodat kochavim. How about he just bowed down to an idol? Now, there clearly, he didn't do anything at all that could be considered an avod in the Beit HaMikdash. Nonetheless, we have Rav Sheshet Hashit again. So Rav Nachman, of course, says, look, I mean, he may be Bishokhim, Korbono Reach Michor. Here, Korbono's Reach Michor, because he didn't do anything, even if it would be Babesit, it's on Misharis. Rav Sheshet Samar ain't korban reach mikor. What about if he was just heidel avedis kechav? He said to an avedis kechavim, "Thou art my lord." So pretty stupid. Anyway, but that's what he did. So there too, not when I'm becoming a reach mikor, Rav Sheshet Samar ain't korban reach mikor. So we have over here four cases basically. We have the case of the absolute case of where everybody agrees that the question of sheirus, which is Zerika. So there being Bishogeg, being the Mason. Then we have the case of Shechita, where we have a Machlokas, what is Bishogeg, the Mason. Then we have the case of Ishtach Avoya, which you do a Maisa. And then we have the case of Stam, the person accepted upon himself. Therefore, says the Gemara, actually, we need all of these cases. Because it's Zerikasa. Because, see, we make it Zerikasa, but Zerika, yes, we didn't have a Maisa. See, we would have had the first case. And okay, Rav Sheshet, I understand, is willing to go so far as to say that in doing a Sherut, maybe only the Sherut, our, when we brought it up, we started with Shagag Bezrika. Over there, I understand that that's real Sherut, but Shechita, the law of it by Sherut, maybe he would agree when it comes to Shechita. Shechita is not an act of Sherut, so this concept of being a Misharet, he wouldn't have said. The actual Shechita, Mishum David Le'aveda. On the other hand, to be a Misharet through an act of service of some kind, okay, that I understand. Aval Hishtachava, over there, I mean, what he did, he didn't do to the Avodas Kechavim. He was Mishtachava himself. There's no act of Avoda there at all. So, Emalo, therefore, Tzvifa. The Ashwin and Hishtachava, Mishum David Le'maisa. On the other hand, Hishtachava is at least the Maisa, right? So a Maisa, I understand you want to say he's like a Misharet Avol Haida, where all he said was, you are God. Over there is Dibura B'Alma. So maybe in that case it wouldn't have gone so far as to say that he becomes a Misharet. Kamash B'lan Aval Pike in Karbon Oreach Mikoch, even though all he did was he was Maisa. Okay, so we have four levels. Let's just be Magda then. We have Sherus, which includes Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. We have Avoda, meaning Avoda for Avodas Kechavim, like Shechita, which is not an Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. We have a Maisa, which is Ishtach Avoda, but it's not Avoda. and we have Haidah, which is Dibur B'Alma. In all four cases where Chesha told that it's not a Misharis Dabar Eskapa. The Ein Sarich Lobad Dabar Akhena, certainly, I mean, if he'd gone to the Vatican, for sure it would be possible. Now, if you tell me in the Mishnah, Ein Sarich, you're saying Ein Sarich Lobad Dabar Akhena, then you're making it very clear that Beit Chonyo is certainly not like Avodah Zorah. You say it's not the Vatican, it's only the Reform Temple. I thought the Reformed Temple was the same as the Vatican. So why? What is the Mishnah saying? You have your Raya, Tanya, Kabbalah, Beit Chonyo, Lava, Vidiskapal. You see from here that we're assuming the Shita, which we'll see in a moment, that Beit Chonyo was never meant as a place for Vidiskapal. It was an alternative to the Beit HaMikdash, and anybody that went there was Kulay L'Shem Shamayim. And therefore, it's not included in being mocked in front of Avodah Zarah. The time, so to speak. Yeah. The Tanya. Ota shana shemet Shimon HaTzadik. Where do we see this machlokes? The famous brisa that the year that Shimon HaTzadik was niftar, after Yom Kippur, he told them shana zohu meit. He predicted his own demise that year. Omru lo minayin atayodea, how do you know that you're going to die this year? Amar lehem kol yom ha-kippurim nizdamim li zaken echad lavush levanim v'nitatev levanim v'nichnasimi v'yotseimi. Every year, a zaken dressed in white begodim and wrapped, his head wrapped in white begodim, comes in with me into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and goes out with me. Now, who could that be? That's a problem, because, as Tosfos brings, Yerushalmi points out, and this is a medrash that occurs in a number of places, that when it says, Kol Adam lo yeh babayit, it means anyone that is called Adam, which includes even Malachim. So that means that even a Malach can't be in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Akrav HaKarban. So who was this that was going in and out?
You might not say that.
No, the ace of your big marker. That's the going in is part of it. So the Shekhinah, the Shushami suggests maybe it's an appearance of the Shekhinah as an Adam, not as a Malach. Okay, Lamaite, there's another medrash that would answer, though. Because the other medrash asks, V'chol, how is the Kohen Gadol allowed to be there when he's marker? Since it says V'chol Adam, which includes the Kohen Gadol, and he's an Adam. So that matters. The answer is at that time he's not called an Adam. He's called a Malach. Apparently that means called Adam means back to Bas of Adam.
The Malachim is
Malachim.
So the Malachim would be kosher according to this. It would be okay. All right. But in any event, Yerushalmi suggests that maybe the Shekhinah was Yatzi. We'll see that why that's important in a moment. The Shanazu, anyway, this year he didn't show up. Instead, he's Damim, he's Zokin Echam Avu Shechorim. Nitatev Shorim instead. I was accompanied by an old man wearing black clothes, and he was Nichvasimi, and he never came out. Below Yatsaimi. So it was clear to me that I wasn't going to make it this year. This was the beginning of the Yeshiva movement in the Beis HaMikdash. You never get out.
Once you go back,
that's it, you never go back. Liyaka haregel after yontif sukkis cholashivas yomim umes. He was sick for 7 days and he died. From that point on, nimnu echav hakohanim levarech b'shem. They wouldn't use the Shema Mefurish from the time of the death of Shimon HaTzadik. So here's the whole question: what right did they have not to say use the Shema? That's the thing of levarech b'shmi. And of the Chomer Koma Sherasker Shmi Avoy Lech Averach Tiyecha seems to be a fear that this is a place where you're supposed to be Masker Shmi. One of the approaches is that the whole point of the death of Shimon HaTzadik was that it was a siluk of the Shekhinah, and that din of Chomer Koma Sherasker Shmi is a place in which the Shekhinah is Shaira. There are Kiret Shmi. Since the Zaken was Nifnas below Yatsa, it means that it would no longer be Ashras Hashem, and therefore you weren't supposed to be Master Hashem. So after he died, they were Master Hashem. There's a lot of different approaches. Some in the, get the, from the death of Shimon HaTzedek, they weren't Agunian. Others learned that they weren't the Kiyan before. Shimon HaTzedek was, oh boy, you didn't get any sleep last night. I've never seen you concentrate so much. Anyway, now, here's where our sugya gets involved. B'shat tirato, as he was dying, Amar lahem, he told the people that were there, Chonyo b'ni yishamesh takti. I want my son Chonyo to be the Kohen Gadol in my place. Now, he had an older son whose name was Shimi. Nitkanebo Shimi Echav. And the Shimi was 2 years older than him, 2.5 years older than him. By the way, you see from here that the half year is significant. We laugh at kids when they say, no, I'm 11 and a half. You know, I say, you're 11. No, I'm 11 and a half years old. Right? Because every half a year is a major thing. You think of my son, he's 2.5 years older than him. It's not too significant. No, he's a big boy. Oh, my love. Bova alametcha seder avoda. So Shimi says to him, look, let me teach you how you do the avoda here in the Beis HaMikdash. Now Tosfos says this is absurd. I mean, let me teach you. Shimon HaTzedek. I mean, yeah, this is crazy. Hello, the Tosfos says, I will show you the Seder where for the first time we appoint the Kohen Gadol. Because they knew that there was a special din of Minchas Chinuch for a Kohen. Shimon HaTzedek was Kohen for so many years, nobody remembered anymore. How do you make a Kohen Gadol? So the son, the older son, claimed that he had a Kabbalah about what were you supposed to do on the day that you become a Kohen Gadol. Mm-hmm. So he says, okay, you got to get dressed up in this motorcycle jacket made out of leather, looking real tight. And it's basically out with something that women used to wear in those days. Right? So he puts this on him, and he dresses him up. The chavra b'tzilzul, he puts on like this woman's belt. So I mean, this guy looks like he's really. I mean, he's right out of the movies. And he stands the guy next to him is there, and then he goes to the other car and he says, "Would you believe this? The guy's got a lover. He's insanely crazy over it. He promises her if he becomes a Kohen Gadol, he's going to wear her clothes to do the avoda on the day that he becomes. And look at this, he actually does the chutzpah. So Amalam Lachavakan Ruman Adaze Vikiyem Lo Ahuvato. There he is. I can't believe he went through with it. He said, Oto Ayom Sheshtamesh Bukuna Gadola El Gosh Bukali Shalichi. I'll wear your clothes to God. They're garbage Yusuf Shalichi. And I'm going to put on your underclothes. Big Shrestha Vakonim Lahargo, then he's not going to kill this guy. So, Rat Mithnehem, Verot to Acharov. I mean, they were chasing after him. This was wild. He was on that motorcycle, let me tell you. And he zoomed all the way to Alexandria. He knew he could never get back into the real place. So, over there, Banasham is there. They Allah love the Shema Benit Kekobi. So now this man, the armor, this is Rebbe Meir, this man, the armor, holds that the way that he was treated pushed him over the brink, and he decided, you know, if you can't work in a real place, and they're mad over there, it's better to work for the Vatican. It's not a bad cheetah.
This is the remnant that reform would have, you know, rabbi.
So, and that was the story. The reason that this was Nogay over there in Yuma was the question of what happens to a Kohen Gadol where somebody else will take his place because of his tummy. Was saying that you can't possibly have any jealousy in it because the Chachamim said, look, here's a guy who never was the Kohen Gadol. And because he was so jealous, I mean, look what happened, my God. And we ended up with a base of it as Kechavim and so on. Disaster. So I arrayed the Alakas Kama the Kama. Once someone was a Kohen Gadol to push him out of his job, I mean, the guy could create a civil war. So says Rebbe Meir. Says Rebbe Meir, sheet of the Beis Chonyo was actually a place to do Avedis Kechavim. Amano Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says to him, you're getting the story confused. Lo kach hayam ha'isa. Actually, that wasn't the story at all. What had really happened was that Chonyo, because he was younger, didn't want to take his brother's place. So he said, oh, look, even though my father said I should be the Kohen Gadol, I feel it has to be given to Shimi. So, lo kibel of Chonyo, shahaya Shimi achiv gadol mimenu shtei shnei memecha. Af al pi ken, even though he hadn't accepted the position, he really was eaten up by jealousy on the fact that he didn't take it. You know, I mean, when you make a nice show like that, the other guy's supposed to say, no, no, Dad, Dad, give it to you. Shimi didn't respond. And so Lamaisa, he ended up being very jealous. So it was Shimi who screwed, I mean, it was Choni who screwed Shimi in this version, not vice versa. And he said, Bova la metcha, Seder Avodah, he'll be Shabunkli, Chigro, Betfil, Tzavino, Etzel, Mizbeah. Then Chonyo tells the other Kohanim, take a look at this guy. Ruhuma nadar zeh v'kihem la huvato oto ayom sheshtamesh v'kuhuna gedola el borsh bum kali shalichi v'achgor betilso shalichi b'kshu echav HaKohanim lohorgo. So they wanted to kill Shimi. Now in this version, the Kohanim are not quite as hot-headed as they were in the first version because they gave him a chance to explain himself. You see? So they heard Saklam Kola Meoraz. He told them exactly what had happened. Look, I didn't even, I mean, I wasn't expecting this. I accepted the Kuhuna Gedola from Chonyo. This is what he told me to do. So they realized what had happened. So they turned against Chonyo. So what a chutzpah. This is what he does. Isn't they something just playing his little games? So Bikshu Laharoga Chonyo. Ruts Bipansi, he ran away. Ruts Akara. Ruts Labeta Melech. So what he did was he became part of the royal entourage over there. They followed him. Kol Aroelto, that didn't matter how many times he changed his position, everybody would always say, that's the guy, that. So every time they would say, that was it. So he decided he's leaving town. Holach l'Alexandria, Shomitzrayim. Now in this case, of course, he was the one that had been Doche himself. So he didn't, according to this version, he didn't turn against the Lord. What he did was, he had gotten the taste of what it means, maybe, to be almost a Kohen Gadol. He couldn't live without it anymore. So he built a copy of the Beis HaMikdash in which he could be a Kohen Gadol. And he built this Mizbeach L'Shem Shamayim so that you can bring Karbanas outside of Yerushalayim. Now, how is it Shaykh? It should be L'Shem Shamayim, Tosu says. If he's going to be over on the Yisrael court. And Tosfos says a beautiful approach. This was a Beis HaMikdash for Goyim. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a Beis HaMikdash for Jews. Yeah. So Goyim, he opened up basically a Beit Tfilah L'Kol HaAmim, in which all the Goyim could come. Now, Lamaisa, we saw before that the Shita that it holds, that even to help a Goy bring Bechutz, you're not allowed. You teach a goy how to bring, but you can't be mala for a goy bachutz. So how was he going to enjoy his life as a Kohen Gadol if he himself couldn't be mala anyway? Okay, so maybe in this he disagreed, or others have doubted. That was the only mitchal. That was his, you know, where his rationalization was. But it wasn't that he was deich for the whole idea. Basically, the idea was the shape shemayim, and he's going to teach the world about God. That's right. Shenemar, so indeed it says, Bayom Ahu Yem Mizbeach Hashem, Betoch Eretz Yisrael. It says the Pharisee, there will be Mizbeach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not a Mizbeach to idols, obviously, there's always Mizbeach to idols. And there, Matzevaitzel Gvula Hashem, there will be a Mizbeach there in the Azorah, which will be to Hashem. Okay, Sheshamu Chachamim B'davar. And the lesson that they learned was a much more powerful lesson according to Rabbi Yehuda's approach. Because the Chachamim said, you know, Mazeh Shebarach Mimenachah. Here's the guy that gave up the position originally. He said, I don't feel right in accepting this position. Nonetheless, having been ruined by the taste of Gedula for a moment, look what he did with his life to pursue it. On the Bakesh Le'Reba, somebody who wants it, the Kohen Gadol, and yeah, he wants his job back. So Alakas Kama V'Kama, we're going to tell him no. These people become dangerous. The desperation of having tasted power means that you'll go to any length to be able to maintain power. And a deep tanya on Rabbi Yeshua ben Brachia. What's that?
What do you mean to go down?
Leiredla, to be yored into a position. Which is, it's interesting because in the next piece, it's called Eilah. As a matter of fact, the use of Eilah in the next piece led to another reading in the Gemara. We'll see in a moment, and then we'll get back to your Ha'ara. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Prasha, B'tchila kol ha'omer aleila, ani kofto v'notno b'tnei ari. Before I became the Nasi, anybody who would tell me, take a job, a position of influence, I would have had the guy killed. I would have thrown him into a den of lions. That's the last thing I want in my life. But now, kol ha'omer li leireid mi mena. Anybody who tries to get me out of the job, he's dead. I pour a hot water bottle over it. Share Shaul Barach. Look what happened before Shaul. He did anything he could. He literally hid underneath the suitcases. They shouldn't find him. The last thing he wants in life is to be king. Once he becomes king, he becomes a Meshugah. He's ready to kill for it. He's Bikesh La'arogat David. So you see that power corrupts. And even the taste of power over here, there's nothing to do about it. Therefore, it's too dangerous. Now, because Lamaisa Dovid Ha'ara, Kar, I'm a Vakish Le Reidla, Halak of Kamal Makal. I'm a Vakish Le Reidla, he's being used over here to get into it, the way we would say. He wants to get into the position. So getting into the position is to be already into something. The Aliyah, on the other hand, is the way that it looks before. Right, it's like we're going to be mal on you. Lamaisa, mm-hmm. There was another girsa over here that said, "Bitchila kol haomer ola o mincha." And you want to hear a very strange thing? The Daf talks about what it was that Shimon HaTzadik said on his deathbed, "Bishat Pitirato." Now there was a very strange event, which was the pshat, the pshat tira of Reb Klonimus, who was the father of Reb Meshulam from the time of the Balei Tosfos. He had a nevius at the time of his death. And there were three things that he changed Girsos on his deathbed. Kederach nevius. One of them was this Gemara, in which he took out the word, he said the correct way to read it, is not Ola Mincha, but Aleila. So the way that they had Ola Mincha was like sort of, didn't even fit. That to say, I used to say, if somebody would say, Arei alai olam mincha, I would hold that it's terrible. Why? Because it had to do, and that apparently was Rashi's girsa, because that's what Rashi says over here. So then I would say it's not a good thing, because, right? So there I would be meniach olifnei ari. Now, once he does this, and it's colonial reading, very strange. And then, this is one of the things that he changed in his Nevius. The other one was the famous Numi love, which nobody knew what that meant. I had Numi love, which is Numi is to speak, right? Numi Rebbe Shimon. Very strange logic. There are all types of other Yersos over there, which
where
we saw.
That?
We had them in the Mishnah. We had them in the Zvach. And then the other one that he had was Sakin Moshe Chatan. We had just that recently. That took over Sakin Moshe Chatan Lamasha Hen. And the Yersa, the original Yersa, had been Lamashahu. It made no sense. How would even a Sakin is Moshe from Lamashahu?
Yeah.
But it's just so interesting because the sugya that he changes is a sugya that itself discusses what it was that someone would say b'shas p'tirasi. Anyway, this was the famous three times derech hanavuah of Rabbi Klonimus.
I believe they
think the remains
of this
Beit Chonio? Did they find it?
Isn't that the Elephantine Temple?
Wouldn't I have?
I've heard about it, but I don't really know much.
I don't know much either. The temple they found the copy of the temple.
Oh, really?
That's
great.
Doesn't that have a lot of ramifications?
Can you get us more information? Look up
and
you.
In an old bar.
I mean, that's it. We need a tour to Alexandria, obviously. No, this would be really be this would be amazing.
That's a road trip. Not the only road trip.
We're diving while we're there.
All right, so I think we can meet tomorrow night in the study of our father. Milkins, farm
milk.
Well, we're having pancakes. I don't know. That's part of it. Yeah, that's part. Somebody volunteered to pick up the plates.
I said I'd pick up plates.
Okay.
Do we need Sakum as well?
Yeah. Yes. Sakum and tablecloth.
We have money. Somebody else,
you're bringing tablecloth. Okay, Yaakov bringing the tablecloth. What else? Do we need coffee cups?
Hot.
Okay.
Fine.
We can get them downstairs.
Wasn't that a table?
Yeah. Barnett, are you playing football today?
We have flags.